afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. There's a lot of launches into space these days, tons of satellites hurtling around Earth, and many questions as to the overall sense of doing this. Each mission has its justification, but overall, many satellites are performing the same tasks. Many are for military purposes, in other words, spying for their host countries. Again, duplicating effort, and the environmental cost and sheer finances involved are enormous. For one, having fuel burn up in the higher strata of the atmosphere is far more destructive to our fragile atmosphere than the fuel burned on the surface of Earth. There is also an astronomical cost. And satellites not only get in the way of optical observations, which is easy to see, but also they give off radio interference, making it difficult for radio observatories. In fact, I've heard people say that if they'd known about Elon Musk's Starlink project when designing the Square Kilometre Array, which is the radio telescope being built in the Northern Cape now, they would have avoided certain frequency bands. It is interesting that the engineering of space missions entirely ignores the needs of astronomy, without which nothing could be launched or continue in orbit and travel in space. However, the organisations, purposes and people involved in space and astronomy are quite different. To mitigate a little against the environmental harm, waste and cost involved in launching low Earth satellites, SpaceX has successfully pioneered rocket reuse. On Friday, March the 15th, SpaceX launched its 6,000th Starlink satellite. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 23 more of the company's Starlink satellites launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It was the 19th liftoff for this Falcon 9's first stage, according to a SpaceX mission description. To plan, the Falcon 9's first stage came back to Earth about 8.5 minutes after liftoff, landing on the drone ship, nicely named A Shortfall of Gravitas, which was stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. Extensive rocket reuse is a priority for SpaceX and the company's next-generation vehicle called Starship, which is designed to be fully and rapidly reusable, a breakthrough that Musk thinks will make Mars settlement economically feasible. Meanwhile, we have problems in that low Earth orbit, and again, this is a problem caused by each organization and country being concerned only with its own objectives, without thought for global impact. Since the launch of the first Starlink spacecraft in 2019, the SpaceX satellites have been forced to move over 50,000 times to prevent collisions. And that data, by the way, is 8 months out of date, so the current figure will be much bigger. The staggering growth in Starlink collision avoidance manoeuvres has sparked concerns over the long-term sustainability of all satellite operations, as thousands of new spacecraft are poised to launch into orbit in the coming years. The staggering growth in Starlink collision avoidance manoeuvres has sparked concerns over the long-term sustainability of all satellite operations, as thousands of new spacecraft are poised to launch into orbit in the coming years. There are, statistically, bound to be collisions in space, and if that happens, it could spell disaster, as debris crashes into other objects faster than a speeding bullet, causing havoc that could bring down many functions we rely on, and more than most people realise. The number of collision avoidance manoeuvres is growing exponentially, that is doubling every 6 months. This is unsustainable. By 2028, it is predicted that 1 million course changes will be required just by Starlink satellites to avoid collisions. This is like swerving on a road every 10 metres. The first generation Starlink constellation is, however, just the beginning. Plans have been partially approved for the second-generation Starlink constellation, which would consist of up to 30,000 more satellites, and other players all over the world, including Amazon with its Project Kuiper and China with Guowang, are scrambling to secure orbital slots with their respective regulators. What this massive increase in satellites spells for astronomy is disaster. When we look up into the night sky, it will resemble a beehive of moving points of light rather than the peaceful, static patterns of constellations we've been used to seeing for eons. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us clear and dark and still skies.